Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And this is the beginning of a series of Ari just like openly ogling the women's butts as they walk into the house and then making a comment like, well, this is nice.
It's like, well, this is a good start.
Yeah. Ooh.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. Happy 2018, everyone. It's our first Here to Make Friends of the new year. And we're talking about episode one, Ari's premiere. And unfortunately, it's just me. Hi, I'm Claire. Emma wishes she could be here, but she's in England for reasons, and she left me here to watch the premiere alone. But fortunately, I'm not totally alone. I'm joined today by Brett Vergara, community strategist at BuzzFeed.
Woohoo!
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah. No, my God, of course. You know, we got this. We'll nail down the fort.
Yeah.
Emma, we miss you, but I'll try
but
to
like,
do my best.
Just a moderate amount.
Just a little bit. You know, we're doing fine. we're doing fine.
And Brett, your tweets always really enhance my viewing experience.
Aw,
so
shucks, why,
I knew
you.
That you would
yours,
be the right person.
Yours as well. Yours as well.
Thank you, guys. All right, we're done. We've really covered all the important material.
That's all I came here for, which is like some light flattery, and then I'm out. And then I'm out.
I'm sure that's what everyone else cares about, too. Okay, so let's get into these. I have notes. I have, how many pages of notes do I have? 8 pages of notes today.
Ooh.
But, you know,
impressive.
Like a lot of the notes are repeat notes because we were forced professionally to watch the preview to Ari, countdown to Ari.
Yeah, countdown to Ari. I also feel like it was like you, Emma, and myself were like maybe the only ones who actually watched that, because I feel like everyone I talked to who was actually a Bachelor fan, one, did not even know it was a thing.
I didn't know
and
it was a thing.
And then two, was just like, oh, like, I don't know, that sounds weird, but I'll probably not watch it. But then I'm like, listen, like, it's bad, but like, I'll watch it anyway because I'm garbage and, you know.
Nothing else is going
nothing
on
else
in our
is
lives.
Right, right.
I mean, I came in to work the next day and my lovely coworker Lee, who is really on the Bachelor beat as well, was like, what did you think of the countdown to Ari? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I found out I'd missed the whole thing.
Oof,
I didn't get to live
to
tweet
back.
It because
oh,
I didn't know it was happening.
In fairness to, well, like, so the live tweeting wasn't as good because no one knew it was happening, you know, so it's just no one's following along. It looks like I'm just covering some weird YouTube compilation video by myself.
Well, I often wonder, like, if I have followers who, and when I started live tweeting The Bachelor, I used to occasionally get tweets like, what are you doing?
Now
people are more used to it. But I do, like, also, I'll tweet, like, my year preview in like literary fiction,
yeah.
And then I'm like 2 days
and
later,
they're just like, what is this?
And like all my new literary fiction followers are like, wait, this is not what we signed up for.
Do you feel like you, I feel like I have like this theory that I have like fair weather followers because like right before I noticed like some people were just like, oh, like follows are great. It's like, did this person just leave me for a couple months?
Yeah, and now I'm like, I'm pretty sure that person used to follow me.
It's like just here for my bachelor teats, not my whole self. Okay.
I'm like, whatever. Fine. It's
but,
fine.
You know, yeah,
it's I try to keep things pretty separate. My husband always does this thing. He writes about politics. And he really loves sports, which are very normal things. Yeah. But he will do, like, crossover, like, electoral politics and hockey tweets.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, there are pretty big audiences for both of those things. But I don't know how many people understood that specific pun that you made.
Yeah.
A little – I try to keep it separate.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just different audiences, different markets.
Yeah, I want my tweet to work for, like, as much of my audience as possible.
I feel like that happens with – I know she's, like, been on Ashley Spivey, where she, you know, obviously, like, oh, people from The Bachelor, like, follow. And then she is great on Twitter politically and all that. But then I know that she runs into – garbage all the time where it's like stick to Bachelor, you know, just it's like, well, you gotta take
sorry,
the whole
I'm
self
a whole
yeah
human
you gotta
person.
Take the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, no, I think, and I know that a lot of women on Twitter get that. I don't know about men probably too, but like, you know, I just follow you to read about science. Why are you tweeting about feminism?
Just stick to that.
It's like, oh, clearly we don't need feminism. Okay, so we have this whole introduction to Ari and some of the ladies that was, I'm going to say, a pretty heavy retread of Countdown to Ari.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
no,
they
absolutely.
Heard no one was watching it. But it's only a two-hour premiere, and there are 29 women to get to know. So I was surprised they chose to spend so much time recovering that ground.
Yeah, and then also, too, like, they were, like, decently long previews of those people. Like, the ones they picked were, like, they weren't just, like, little 15-second things. Like, they were, like, full, you know, like, got to know Caroline, got to see, like, her.
Again,
just lots of repeats.
Yeah, we got to hear about Nisha's passion for blood again.
Yep, and jumping out of
planes. Jumping out of planes.
Yeah.
She spent way more time getting introduced than actually being on The Bachelor.
Yeah, a little
but
bit.
We'll get to that. But it starts with this very dramatic racing intro. He's being like zipped into his racing jumpsuit and like his helmet's being lowered onto his head.
Just really riding the racing theme this entire season.
It is the most important race of his life.
That's true. Eventually get to the finish line.
To love.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's because he is, in a way, he's the only one who's not racing, I guess. He is the finish line.
That's deep. It's so
Thank
deep.
You. I think that he should really lean more heavily on the idea of himself as being the finish line.
And just
feel like, ladies, come and get it.
Oof.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I did love, though, in like that little intro bit where they were riding the racing theme is when she was or when he was talking about, you know, getting over Emily and he painted this picture and it's like, oh, yeah, after we broke up, I was just driving all the time. And I just had this vision of just Ari always driving just like across this desert wasteland filled with sorrow, you know.
Like flamethrower style.
Just,
That's a little mashup tweet for you guys. But it really was funny to me how he kept being like, because of Emily, I was racing 200 days out of the year. And I was like, okay, so just to be clear, you're a professional athlete and you were really only partaking in your athletic career as a distraction from your personal life. Like, it's not like you were just like this really good race car driver and everyone was like, Ari, you're the best. It's just like a hobby, I guess, that you like indulge in when you need distraction.
And now we do real estate too.
And now real estate.
And now because everyone's doing real estate on this season.
Yeah. I mean, it is a really good bachelor career. It must be very flexible. You can just sell $5 million worth of homes and then take a couple of months off.
Right. And like right before you go on, you can just like really just sprint and like sell a lot and then you're
Done. I mean, it seems like a really easy job to me. And then I remember that I hate talking to people and I especially hate convincing them to do stuff. So
You know, so maybe not.
I am talking to someone right now. So that, you know, this is fun. I'm enjoying this.
Well, thank you.
When we get into the part where I have to sell an apartment to you, it's going to be awkward.
I'll brace myself.
We'll get through it together.
It'll be tense.
We revisit his whole season with Emily. I really liked him on Emily's season, and now I kind of, like, don't like him anymore. So it's really weird to, like, cognitive dissonance to revisit that time.
You know what's weird, too? So, like, I didn't actually see Emily's season because I became a fan after that. So I was kind of – but I did go back and watch, like, bits and pieces and all that. So when I went back, there were a lot of things about Ari that I really, really liked. But now that I know that, like, there were, like, that those weird stories with Jeff Holm, like, and all that, like, now I just don't know what to believe where, you know, there's certain things I like about him. Like, I like that he's, like, passionate and all of that.
He's into excitement.
Yeah, he's into excitement. Loves to be excited.
Loves it.
But, yeah, no, so I very much, like, don't know where to stand with him now. But...
Yeah. And I, you know, I don't want to judge too much because you're allowed to date whoever over 18 you want. But we did, like, hear the thing from Jeff that Jeff tweeted that, like, he likes to go to, like, sorority houses in Arizona where he lives and just, like, hook up with a bunch of college, like, students. He is almost 40. But, like, his last girlfriend, who was just on Reality Steve's podcast – heads up, if you listen to that, he does spoil who wins, and now I know, and I'm really pissed about it.
So impure.
I know. I'm going to try really hard not to drop any hints. But his last girlfriend, Ari's last girlfriend, met him when she was in college. She, like, slid into his Instagram DMs when she was a senior in college.
Oh my God.
He was, like, 35.
Oh,
I'm like,
there's just something that like, it's very much finding the balance between, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, do whatever you want, you know, like, but then at the same time, it's like,
it makes me question his, like, his motives a little bit, like, what he's interested in. But again, it's all perfectly legal and therefore fine.
Well, I think also, too, especially because he's really leaning into the idea. It's like, I, you know exactly what I want and I'm serious and I want to settle down. And then, like, you hear this, like, kind of like, oh, but then, like, if you're wanting to slide into my Instagram DMs, that's also okay.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm into that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I guess they dated for a year quite seriously and he never told her he loved her.
Oof.
Like, it just sounds all very unpleasant.
I mean, he may have been very busy driving. Just all that time
when
you're just driving around in circles. You know, just it's a lot of time.
Listen,
it's a lot
he of was time. Very serious about his vanity racing career. And he has been, like, in his intro yesterday, making much of the idea that he hasn't been in love since Emily.
Yeah, I mean.
Which is possible. But again, if you're spending a year dating a 22-year-old that you're not in love with, that might be a factor.
Maybe a little bit. And I think, too, there's the difference between, like, not being in love with anyone else besides Emily for, you know, this amount of years. Like, if that's because, like, he's still hung up on Emily, that's, like, a little, like, But if it's just, like, he hasn't found love, like, you know, like, listen, like, I haven't found love yet, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I get it.
I find it so much more believable when anyone else is, like, it's been years and I haven't been in love. I'm like, sure.
It's hard. Like, oh, take your time.
It's hard,
you know?
Out there. And then it's like someone who's on The Bachelor. I'm like, okay.
It's like, come on. This is, like,
you
your brand.
Love.
Your love is supposed to be the thing you figured out.
Yeah. Like, he went on Emily's show and he became a man. And he should just be able to pick up love whenever he wants now.
Yeah.
But I think maybe based on the fact that he clearly, like, just spent a year, like, in a relationship that was not, like, what he wanted, maybe he really benefits from the show, like, focusing your attention on the goal.
Yeah.
Like, he was on Emily's
season
and he was like, okay, this is the one girl I'm just going to really go after.
It's like, I'm forced to have feelings for this specific person.
No distractions.
You know? So.
Also, it seems like everyone who comes near Emily is just, like, suddenly in love with her.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. We don't all have the benefit of that. Some of us have to, you know, work for it, but it's fine. So then Ari visits Sean and Catherine, and Sean was on the same season as Ari, and they're friends.
And how many times has Sean now given his wisdom to the upcoming Bachelor? It's like now getting – yeah, I've lost count.
Yeah, it's like at what point – at first, I think that Sean has all this credibility because he's the only Bachelor who has married his winner.
Yeah.
But then on the by the same token, it's like he maybe doesn't want to lose that cachet of being the only one.
Oh,
but then
yeah.
the more he gives advice to people and they, their relationships fail, that does start to reflect.
Yeah, it's just
on
like,
him.
Okay, maybe we should just like find another person to just, I don't know.
Yeah. As Desiree and Chris, we never see them.
Oh, true.
And I would like to hear more advice from Jason Mesnick because I really want more seasons to unfold like his.
Oh, yeah.
Just completely unexpected.
Yeah.
Twists and turns.
Love it.
And then Chris sort of turns up at this point. We're really starting the traditional introduction. And Chris introduces Ari as, and I wrote this down, handsome, financially successful, and arguably the best kisser we've ever had on the show.
Oof. Oof.
He's a catch.
Oof. Just like, it's like we swear he's a catch, guys. We swear. We swear.
Listen, everyone we're hearing who's you're doubting not so us, happy. Oh,
listen, we swear he's, you know, just the bee's knees.
A lot of the this show just felt like people protesting a little too much.
Yeah,
like, no, he's
yeah.
better looking now. Yeah. Really.
It's a little bit of overcompensating, you know, just a wee bit.
He's and, so financially successful through being just like an okay race car driver.
Yeah.
Like, what else could you want?
And the thing is, too, like, I'm in the camp that, like, I think Peter would have been kind of disappointing as The Bachelor because there would have yeah. been, like, all of this hype and people would have loved him. And then he would be like, oh, I don't really know. Like, I'm so trapped. Like, you know, that would have just been, like, a letdown. And he's
yeah.
also, like, very monotone. Like, he's very, like, handsome and charming and all that. But he's just very, like, oh, well, like, oh, you know, he's just very, yeah, I don't
Peter
know.
Is, like, really handsome.
Yeah, very handsome.
And, like, seemed fine.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Peter, but like it's like this was the choice that he made that I think was unwise. He was like gonna hold out for more or whatever.
Mm.
But you take Peter away from the public for a few months and I'm like, what was his deal again?
Yeah,
like he was
handsome. Forgetting, oh yeah, he's the fitness. All
yeah.
the fitness.
Like, but why and did also I ever too, really like him?
And also too, if Ari is an example of anything, it's that, you know, Peter's time may still come. Like everyone can show.
And by then everyone will be disappointed.
And then everyone will be like, who is this who's this man?
And the whole thing, like, that they're trying to emphasize Ari is this like manly man, like classic old school, like he's a provider and he's
yeah,
like I was like, it's 2018.
I feel like they need to, like, lean into, like, his goofiness more.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's, like, the thing that's charming about him. And yet they're just going to be like, he is, like, you know, so macho and so successful.
Yeah, when they show – and I always feel so much sympathy for the leads when they show video of their photo session.
Oh, yeah.
When they're getting their, like, rose petal throwing
yeah,
photos
yeah.
taken. But especially with someone like Ari, like with Rachel, I was like, of course, a smoldering look from Rachel.
Yeah,
she's
yeah, yeah.
gorgeous.
Right.
When I see Ari try to do a smoldering look, I'm just like, that's not, no.
Yeah. No, and I loved the what is it, like the GMA promo shot where you were just kind of like awkwardly smiling and holding out the rose, like, oh, I don't know either, guys.
Like, he was like, it's
I
me.
I just got informed of this 2 days ago. I don't really know how to feel about it, but, you know, we're doing it. We're winging it.
It's like you always knew I'd be back, right? And they reintroduce all of these goddamn women that we met already. Chelsea wants a dad for her son, Sammy. Same first name as Sean Lowe and
ooh,
Catherine's son.
See?
So
it's just all destined to be.
It's all
we got the
up.
Winner already. There
although
we are.
It would be confusing for play dates.
Oh, true.
I have no idea how old
oh,
her
true.
Son is.
Oh.
But and then there's Carolyn, the realtor.
And also, isn't Chelsea in real estate too? She's like,
yes,
yeah,
she like just got her real estate license.
That's okay.
Carolyn is the one who's just like, we have so much in common because we're both realtors. And I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
okay.
And have seen cars. Love.
I
to
grew
see
up
cars.
Around cars.
Love growing up around cars.
I mean, I guess like who hasn't grown up around cars in this day and age? I was really trying to think last night.
The Amish.
But even then,
yeah, I mean, like,
they probably see them drive by.
They still more like they don't personally use cars.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, they cannot escape.
You would expect more from her than I grew up around cars. Like, the Amish could say, I grew up around cars.
True.
You would expect her to say, I grew up riding in cars.
Yeah.
And even driving them.
I just loved them.
By a certain
point. They're very handy.
And, like, the whole we have the same profession gambit tends to not get you very far on
The Bachelor. And also, too, it's one thing if, like, she, too, was a race car driver. Then I'm like,
right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at this, like, little, like, cute little match. But if you're one of, like, 9 real estate, you know, just, like, maybe don't use that as, like,
I'll be the person he can talk to about how it really feels when you close on a house.
Oof, close that deal.
You know that feeling when it's an escrow?
Mm.
You and I get that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're and then the wedding photographer, of course, Mikkel.
Oh, Mikkel. Just I still can't get over this name. And this person. And this person.
I mean, she's like 23. She is a wedding photographer and her whole thing is like, maybe one day I'll get married. Apparently she was married.
Was she?
I saw this on Twitter,
God.
And
this
now I'm
diving.
Looking it up.
Oof,
someone was like, before you all start liking Mikkel, you should just know that she was married 3 months before she went on the show.
God.
Okay. So her ex-husband talked to In Touch. They got married in May of 2016. And then they filed for a divorce 5 months later.
Oh,
so she's been, I guess, probably by the time of filming, she had been divorced for a few months.
Hmm. Well, it seems like she's just, just ready to go in the right
She's
the
gotten
right
her
place.
Starter marriage
yeah,
out of the way.
Yeah, yeah, just first one doesn't count.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, you know, if you're professionally around weddings, then you might just be
I
want mine now.
Yeah, fair.
They're fun. Weddings are great.
Love it.
I'm interested if that's going to come up. It hasn't really surfaced in the world of the show, but there is someone's ex shows up. So he does seem like a candidate for that.
Okay, yeah, that sounds, yeah.
Because he talked to In Touch and was like, I want her back.
Oh, yeah.
That
feels like it's going to be her ex then.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, and apparently she is very religious, so that also makes sense.
Okay.
Also,
isn't she from like Utah? Or something.
Mm.
I forget like where she's from, but like there might be like a geographic thing there too, where it's like, oh, that's just what people do it. Like,
yeah,
so
for sure. And Nisha again is the nurse who jumps out of airplanes
and loves blood.
And we got to spend a quality 30 seconds with Nisha at this point, and then we never see her again.
Yeah.
Tia is Raven's friend, which is why they have the same voice.
They're just Raven 2.0.
They're
just really just trying to make another, you know, it's like they, you know, because I feel like they would have loved to have Raven as Bachelorette, like down the line. But now it's like, damn it, she's taken now. Okay, well, we'll just find another one. All right, Tia.
It was a big mistake of hers, like tactically, to fall in love with someone.
Just Adam's ruining everything.
Yeah.
Adam ruins everything. Oh,
not
that's
just
funny.
The TV show.
I didn't even try to do that. Oh, I'm pretty proud of myself.
Tia also like really looks like Becca Tilly.
Oh yeah, no, it's just like it's like a combination of Becca and JoJo.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like a blending together
with Raven's voice. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
And she gets the full like country girl intro the way that Raven did.
Yeah.
Like I remember Raven's intro being like, "Oh, she's all about faith and football. And we're not going to have much in common." And then I loved Raven.
And Mudden.
And Mudden.
Love Mudden.
It could be fun.
Yeah, could be fun. I think Tia leans more into the Southern thing, like with like the guns and the fit, you know, just, I don't know.
Yeah. And she has like a whole conversation with her dad about dating Ari while they're just standing in the shadow of
a huge
piece of farm equipment.
Yeah.
And Raven gets in a little plug for her boutique
because
they have a conversation while Raven is like restocking items.
Yeah. Love Grace Wade. Shop Grace Wade.
And Then we see Kendall again, the taxidermy enthusiast. I could not for the life of me remember the word taxidermy last night, so I wrote that she was a stuffed animal enthusiast in my notes.
I mean, that's. I feel like that's very different. I feel like that's not the same.
I wrote down, I was like, I'm going to remember what I meant by that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she plays ukulele to a
dead seal.
Dead
in a
seal.
Tree,
which, a stuffed seal.
Just stuffed animal, just like a plush.
Just
a little plushie.
Well, it's like a stuffed animal made out of the skin. A real animal.
Yeah. This is like something that, you know, because like we saw it twice, you know, because we had to see the countdown to Ari and then one more time. Both times I have not known how to feel about the taxidermy. You know, it's like, I guess it's fine. It's more of like just like a sure reaction.
Yeah.
We're just like, all right, I don't know.
Like, it seems like she must be, like, I don't understand how you could be that into taxidermy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm not really a collector.
Yeah,
I guess that's part of it. It's like, so you get the thing and then it's just there. Like, okay. Like, I like having stuff that I like in my apartment, but it's not my whole...
Just surrounded by just these stuffed animals.
Like, if I was like, my thing is I like to go to Anthropology and buy home goods. And I just love it. Like, let's fill my intro package in Anthropology.
Also, you know what I'm really wondering, too, is like, is she just a collector or does she partake? Because she's a creative director.
I don't... Like, my... impression is that she is a taxidermy enthusiast, and they would have definitely called her a taxidermist if they could.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, gotcha. I think she probably does something kind of bland in, like, a marketing firm
probably.
Or something.
I do admire that it's a director level. We love ambition. We love, you know, killing
it. She seems to have a lot going on.
Just so much.
And all she needs is
on.
Someone like Ari to fulfill her life. We meet again Becca.
Becca. Love Becca.
The nanny with the pixie cut.
There's like the weird age thing.
I wonder if she's like a student and that's why they describe her
she's,
as a nanny.
She's a college girl who slid into the DMs
But she seems pretty mature.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like because we saw her taking care of a child, but like the way that she handled the first night, I was like, she's got a good like.
Yeah, she's very like
sense
put together. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, like if I knew her when I was her age, I probably would have been like, oh my God, she's so intimidating.
Yeah, yeah.
She never does weird stuff like in groups of people and then like beats herself up about it for days.
And she clearly was a little bit better than Ari in their exchange because with like the whole like, so what makes you excited alive?
We'll get there.
We'll get there. But like I need to talk about it because it's my favorite thing.
It's good. We're going to be talking about that this whole episode, basically.
Yeah.
I think we met Crystal for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal is an online fitness coach, which means she's one of those people who does videos of like herself doing squats on the beach.
Yeah.
And she also... And this is really sad. Her younger brother is homeless.
Yeah.
And they, her family has not been able to get him off the street. Probably there's some other issue there.
Mm-hmm.
So she just like buys food and she goes around and like just gives it to people.
Yeah, just like gets in. I wasn't sure like the extent of the involvement in that kind of thing, but.
It was a little. And there are people who do this on the subway in New York, which is really cool. They'll like they take donations and then they'll like make coolers of sandwiches and stuff and give them to people who need food. And I think that's really great. But it did just sort of seem like she just saw two dudes.
Yeah.
And she was like, two bags of food for you. And I was like, they don't. I mean, homeless, but like.
And it's like, maybe they're, I don't know, maybe they're hungry. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they're just two dudes who are happy to have lunch.
That's fair.
And then I just wrote, Mikkel was married? Need to look into this. It's my classic Christmas Prince style journalism notes.
Yeah, good.
Need to find out.
Need to find out more.
And then I did.
Tweet about this.
Googled the In Touch article. So, journalism. We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, I'll have more on the season premiere with Brett Vergara.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
sometimes there will be something that is just like nagging at me, bothering me about something in my life. And I just swirl it around and around and around in my head and don't quite know how to address it. And something that can really help me sort that through and like take action is therapy.
I completely agree. I've been really stressed lately because I've just been getting sick over and over again. And before I know it, I'm feeling a lot of emotions and I don't even connect where they're coming from with the actual origin. We all carry around these stressors, right? And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a great safe space to get things off of your chest and figure out how to actually work through whatever's weighing you down.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it. Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
I am so glad that it's finally warming up. And it also means that I just want to have fun this summer and I don't want to be worrying about meal prep. And luckily, I can do something about that with Factor, especially because they have so many meal options like protein plus, keto, vegetarian, something for every diet.
Their fresh, never frozen meals are ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore.
Make your whole day delicious. From breakfast to dessert, stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
I love having a few Factor meals just sitting in my fridge, especially because I work from home. It's so nice to finish up a taping and not have to figure out what to cook myself. Just look in my fridge and be like, oh, in 2 minutes, I can be eating mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice or tomato basil chicken risotto or Santa Fe style green chili beef skillet. And they always have a nice like vegetable side. It feels well balanced. I feel full after, and it's not a headache at all.
Head to factormeals.com/LTSI50 and use code LTSI50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code LTSI50 at factormeals.com/LTSI50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a while, or even not that long, knows that we love Article. I mean, honestly, I'm looking around my home right now. Coffee tables from Article. That lovely chair out on my deck, Article. Our big console, Article. My bed frame, Article. This is an Article household.
It is. And it was an inspiration to me. We finally got our first Article piece of furniture recently, our new couch. And my husband and I are both constantly just like, how did we live before this couch? This is such an improvement over what we had before. It's so comfortable. It just seems to get more comfortable every day. I mean, it's the couch you dream of.
And the reason that we have both been able to find ideal furniture on Article is because Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
And their team of designers are all about finding that perfect balance between style, quality, and price, because we all want the best of all of those three things united in one piece of furniture, right?
Plus, they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and, you know, looks good doing it.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list, as they should, because it's very important.
If that's you, then make this year the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Wow, that is really fast. Their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I personally used Babbel before I headed off to Paris for 3 weeks, and it was so helpful, just kind of giving me back the basic understanding of French, allowing me to interact with people in restaurants, in shops, and, you know, just not make a total fool of myself when in a foreign country.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so we're finally at the point where new stuff is happening. The limos are pulling up.
There we go.
Here's Ari. Chris is like, did you really ever think this would happen, though? And Ari's like, it's a great surprise. And Chris asks why he hasn't found love in the past 5 years. And Ari's just sort of like, I haven't. Just like, not
yeah.
an answer.
Yeah, which is a theme for the night. Yeah. Which is a theme, just like, you know, responding to the question with the same exact words yeah. that were used in the question.
Just like restating the question as a statement. And then the girls in the limo are already, they're doing the full like group Ari yell.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a little early in the season for that.
Yeah, you got to save it. You know, yeah. You got to save it for a nice balcony overlooking the water.
Yeah.
And then, like, Ari's coming up. And it's like, Ari! You know, you got to, yeah. like, that's how you do it. You don't just, like, say it in the limo.
In the limo.
And Ari can't hear you when you're in the limo. Like,
yeah.
what are you doing? Just got to save your voice a little bit.
It's like they're saying to the producers, it's me, a girl who will shout Ari in a group on cue. Like, don't you want to keep me around?
I swear I'm into this. I didn't sign up expecting something else.
First limo exit. And traditionally, the first and the last limo exits are supposed to be kind of projected front runners. Mm-hmm. First limo exit is Carolyn, the 26-year-old realtor.
Mm-hmm.
She is in a white dress.
Which is bold.
Yes.
Real bold.
But at least it's not a full-on wedding dress. People have done that before.
Oof.
And she makes a joke about, like, oh, we're both realtors. Maybe by the end of this, we'll both be off the market.
Hey, we love. I mean, at least it's a break from the racing puns.
That's
you know?
True.
Just like you gotta make yourself different a little bit.
But I was just like tactically
yeah.
going in with the... But really, we both sell
property.
Yeah, I don't know if she can really ride the real estate connection. Yeah.
Like, I mean, he probably meets a ton of real estate agents.
Yeah. Also, maybe wait until the other real estate people are off, you know, and then start just like hitting it with the real estate connection.
But it comes down to it, can you really even understand someone who isn't a realtor, Ari?
Yeah.
And this is the beginning of a series of Ari just like openly ogling the women's butts as they walk into the house and then making a comment like, well, this is nice.
It's like, well, this is a good start.
Yeah. Next is Chelsea, the single mom. She is in a backless black dress. And he was like, I like your dress. And was like, just sort of like kept holding onto her waist where like there was no back to her dress. Mm. He was really taking the opportunity to do a little feeling up. Yeah.
Also, it's like funny you bring up like exactly what they're wearing because I like forget a lot of these people's intros because they're, you know, we didn't have like a lot of crazy antics, you know, so I just I like remember everyone in some way, but I have zero idea what most of them did with their room lunches because a lot of them was just like, it's me, I'm gonna go into the house now, bye. Nothing crazy.
I mean, what's really helps is like a weird joke or like a really off the wall verbal introduction because then you're seeing their face while they're saying something odd and you can really, but like everyone knows that that doesn't necessarily bode well for your actual chances.
Right. Fair.
So everyone is playing it safe, which is great for them.
I guess you have to think about like who you want to be because if you show up in a full real costume, like a full costume, then you know you're probably gonna make it past night one.
Maybe.
I think like there's a pretty decent record of that, like not making it far.
I think, was it Izzy who wore a onesie?
Oh, I don't remember.
She did not make it past night one.
Oh, true. But she did make it to Bachelor in Paradise, so you know.
Yeah. And at ruined her reputation.
Oh, yeah. No, love it.
Oh, man. This is depressing me. Okay, so Kendall is next. She's wearing, like, a pale pink silk. I wrote, she's very nervous. He's touching their backs a lot. I, like, could not stop noticing that. Next is CN. Mm-hmm. Emma and I had a lot of confusion over how to pronounce her name, which I now feel very bad about.
I kept saying Cien.
Well, right, because it's not spelled like CN.
Yeah.
But now we know. So
now we know.
Apologies in retrospect. And she has the first sort of gimmick. She has a gift for him. Cufflinks with elephants on them. And she tells him not to forget to find her. And sigh, because elephants never forget. Next is Tia. She gives him a little wiener.
Little wiener. I'm. How many wiener jokes do we think we're gonna get this season?
I'm hoping
get a lot.
This is the last.
It's not gonna be the last one. It's not. I don't think it's gonna be the last one. They're really just gonna ride that wiener. Sorry, that came out so badly. I apologize.
You did that on purpose.
I didn't. I was more. Listen, it's the day after New Year's. I still am waking up. I apologize to every listener. I'm an embarrassing human.
Brett and I had big New Year's Eve nights, respectively. So we're still recovering.
It's a lot of catch up. A lot of catch up. And like last night was basically just me drinking lots of red wine to try to get over a hangover, which
hair
is a weird
dog,
way to, really...
I usually try not to do that because I'm like, this is just going to make it worse in the long run. But I was like, I have to get through tonight. And to do that, I need to have more wine.
Right. We'll just keep on.
And I was like, after this, I'm taking a long time off drinking. Yeah.
But once we eventually make it to the end of the tunnel,
we're
going to take some time off.
I'm always so much healthier in the off season because I don't drink half a bottle of wine on Monday nights most of the year. So we're really starting off 2018 on
so
a good note. Okay.
Doing amazing.
So Tia says, please tell me you do not already have a little wiener. Mm. And Ari says, and I found this very interesting, I do not have this.
No, just not trying to swat away the easy accusation there.
Right. Like she could he could have easily said, huh, no, I don't.
Yeah. But it's just like, well, you know.
He was like, I don't want to make any false promises here. I don't have this.
We kind of saw into the brain of Ari's self-doubt a little bit there. But, you know, hey.
Next is Bibiana and a little racing joke. He has her heart racing.
Oof. Well, that it was starting out small.
Yeah.
Was that what the first racing joke of the night or were there others?
Because
like there were so many, but that may have been
a lot
the
of
first.
Them were his. A lot True. Of them he made himself.
Oh. Yeah.
And then there were some racing activities and references, but and Brittany, who's up next? Which Brittany is this?
Yeah, wait, is this like E Brittany or Y
Brittany? Brittany J, which is the E Brittany.
Okay, E Brittany. Gotcha.
She got him a bumper sticker that said, nice butt, and she put it on his butt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next is Jacqueline, and she's sort of like, I'm nervous, and he's like, I'm nervous, and she's like, don't be nervous. We're all here to impress you. You just have to stand there and look pretty.
Yeah, which is like a weird little line, but okay. But okay.
I mean, I saw some people tweeting like, no, he should have to impress you too. And I'm like, well, yeah, but like she was just making a little joke about his absurd level of power in this situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which like I think
20,
is fair.
What, 29 women? Is that how many there are?
Yeah.
Forget, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, why are you nervous? Like you could like piss off half of us and you'd still have like 15 women here to choose from.
Yeah.
Next is Crystal. She is wearing a dramatic red gown. And she really knows how to make an entrance. She sort of stands in front of the limo door and she like smooths her dress.
Yeah, it was just like very flowy. You know,
yeah.
Just very, yeah.
And she tells him, like, for a living, I try to like help people, like become their best selves. And so here's what I'm going to have you do. Close your eyes. Put your hands on your heart. And just feel grateful for everything leading to this moment. Do you feel that? Do you feel
like,
that?
I feel like this was definitely pulled right from a YouTube video. It's like, okay, what did we do like 2 weeks ago? Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect.
But it's like that was the whole thing. Like I kept waiting for the point where she would like do something interesting cool or unexpected.
It's like, okay. It's like, okay, how did that feel?
Like if I went to my therapist and she did that, I would be like, what am I paying you
it's
for?
It's like, and that took up like 5 minutes. Listen. Don't have time for this.
I definitely felt like he was sort of like, really?
Yeah,
like
just
that's
like,
it?
Okay, all right. And we're off. And next one.
I wrote, and this is really mean. This is like the version of female courtship where you deliberately display that you won't be the smarter, more successful one in the relationship. And she's like, this is my job. I just try to tell people to feel good about themselves.
Also, we really need to talk about the hardcore vocal fry. Just so much vocal fry.
I don't want to make fun of her voice, but I will say that she clearly has sort of like a persona on of like, the really sort of nurturing but also seductive, like, sex pot.
It's quite the interesting balance going on.
Yeah. You know? It's a little bit like the sexy baby thing.
Yeah.
Like, she is being very like, oh, I'm just very girlish and sweet but also, like, sexual. And, like, it drives me crazy. And I can tell that she's going to, like, we're already seeing some hints that she's going to clash a little bit with some of the women in the house.
We've seen like previews of her and Chelsea. I'm trying to think of who else.
Yeah. I know that like I guess Becca and Crystal are not gonna get along, shockingly.
I will say that like to separate the Beccas, this is like what I've done in my head, is that the one that's like B-E-K-A-H. Like, if you think of that as Baka, you know, it helps you, like, switch it up a little bit. There's a lot of repeat names. You know, there's a lot of, like, different spellings of different names.
You might have noticed a couple Laurens this season.
Lots of Laurens. You know, I don't have a hack for that one.
I've
yet to figure that out. But I
love that they put them all in the same limo. So they all walked out one after the other. I was like, this show is not setting any of you up for success at that point. I love, I'm excited for like 10 years from now when all, like, it'll be a season with just like seven Isabellas.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, you got to just, like, where do we go from here? It's like, okay, add one more. And then, yeah.
I went ice skating this weekend in Prospect Park and I fell and I injured my hip. Oof. It's bruised.
I have a broken wrist over here from slipping on drinks at a bar.
The walking wounded.
Yeah, we're just, see, again, the theme of we're doing amazing here. We're doing amazing here.
Okay.
Emma, we're fine.
But the point is, they had like a party room so you can have like a children's birthday party by the rink. And there was one room that was Izzy's birthday party, and there was one that was Bella's birthday party. And I was like, that's the same name.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There must be so many Isabellas that you have to just choose. Yeah, like, is this going to be like an Isabella, Izzy, a Bella?
You have to figure out early on who you're going to be.
Yeah.
You know? There's Izzy versus Bella versus Isabella.
I mean, if you're like us, you have a one-syllable name.
True.
You never have to go through that kind of, like, true. Identity crisis. Yeah. I remember when my younger brother tried to get us all to change his name from now I can't even remember. He goes by Dan now.
Can't remember brother's name.
I guess we called him Daniel.
Yeah.
It was a conscious effort. And apparently really, really successful. Inside, Chelsea is saying, let's just say the hair is down and the boobs are out. But I'm not worried. There are no threats.
Ooh.
Chelsea's really feeling her oats.
Yeah, Chelsea's really just trying to, like, stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
She's, I think, in her intro package, she was like, well, I know Ari likes single moms because he dated Emily. And I'm like, I don't know. I think just any guy who was around Emily just saw nothing except all the blonde hair and, like, the bird-like bone structure. And they were like, child? What child?
Just like, what? Yeah.
And next is Becca.
Becca.
She drives up in a classic red convertible, like a 1960s Mustang.
I, like, have no idea anything about cars, so it's just
all the people who are just, like, casually saying what year and model it was, I was like, how do you know?
Yeah.
And she says, I may be young, but I can still appreciate something classic. Mm. And everyone is sort of like, whoa, that's a sexy entrance. And I was like, that's like small potatoes for Bachelor World.
Like, really, like, I was amazed that this year they were just like giving so much credit to very, very small things.
Yeah.
Like, just driving up in a car, it's like, oh my God, woo! Look at this high roller over here. Oh my God, an automobile.
I was like, that's such a great idea because he drives cars and now she also is driving a car. I wish I'd thought of that.
Yeah. And also, like, if you didn't think about that, if that didn't cross your mind, like, the very obvious elephant in the room, maybe drive up in a car to meet the race car driver, then I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what that says.
I was like, I would be more impressed if you thought of it and then dismissed it as too obvious.
Oh, yeah. No, right. I think maybe that's, like, what everyone did.
Yeah.
And they're just, I don't know.
Except for, I think it was Brittany was like, oh, man, I wish I thought of that. I'm like, what?
What? How did it not cross?
I was giving you credit for thinking of something more creative.
Yeah. But now we know.
Next is Jenna. And I was like, everything's great. My life is great. I just want a handsome man to take over the world with.
Jenna was quite a lot.
Yeah.
Lots of hand gestures.
She's what your grandma might call a live wire.
Oh, yeah.
Next is Jessica, the TV host.
Who, that's like, with Jessica, like, the second she starts speaking, it's like, oh, yep, like, she's on TV. She's a YouTuber. She's, you could just, like, tell just because, like, every single little thing she says is, like, a show.
Yeah,
like,
and especially, like, the night after watching the New Year's Eve, like, when you're just watching a bunch of professional TV hosts banter with each other and talk to, like, random partygoers.
Yeah.
It's, like, the full-on, like, oh, well, hello there. How are you? Tell me a little bit of something about yourself. Where are you from? Like, that was her full mannerism.
Yeah.
And she gave him a gratitude rock.
Hmm.
It's
different.
Yeah. So his pockets are just full of things that will hopefully remind him to come talk to someone.
They're just like the little wiener in the coat pocket. They're just, lots of trinkets.
Marique, the restaurant owner, says she's ready for some salt and pepper in her life. Then Olivia comes out. Kendall and Chelsea inside are both like, wow, there are a lot of beautiful women here. It's kind of stressing me out. It's like, I feel like they just like sit around and periodically the producers are like, so how are you feeling about all these other women here?
It's like, did you know this could be a thing?
Did you expect this?
Yeah, were you expecting this? Did you think that?
Is it like, more than you expected,
Are you shocked? Are you shocked?
And then Becca K gets out of the limo and she asks him to bend his left knee. And she puts a ring box in his hand and she asks him to repeat after her, Rebecca Jill. Are you ready to do the damn thing?
I appreciate Becca. Like, I think Becca is an early fave for me.
That was a fun intro.
Yeah, yeah, I liked that. I like that.
And I appreciate that she didn't go too serious with the fake proposal. Because sometimes that's a little awkward. They're we're going to really do this, and then you'll know what it'll be like. Like, remember when Courtney on Ben Flanick's season? Or I don't know if you watched.
I did.
How she like set up a fake wedding.
On
their hometown date, and I was like,
which is like, oh, that's a little bit. I think it depends on like how much you mean it. Like, you know, if you
that's a kind of late date to do a fake wedding.
You have to do like some very detectable sarcasm. Don't do like the very deep like, is this real or is this just heavy sarcasm? Maybe gotta start off a little lighter.
Yeah.
But no, she navigated that well.
And he was like, oh, it's my first time doing that. And she's like, and hopefully the last time. And I was like, well, if that were the case, then he would never propose to anyone.
True,
so
true.
Probably not the last time. He just blew his first proposal on a joke. And
just cancel the whole season. It's off.
Next is the Lauren limo.
Oh, all the Laurens.
A blonde Lauren comes out. Another blonde Lauren comes out. Another blonde Lauren comes out. And the last Lauren is not blonde. She is black. And they were all together in the limo, apparently. And by the time the last one comes in, they're all, like, everyone inside is like,
just like, what is happening?
Is this season canceled? Chelsea has a great joke here. Four Laurens walk into a room. And none of them get chosen.
Chelsea's just out here dragging people left and right.
I feel like it's going to wear on me eventually, but right now I'm sort of enjoying it.
Yeah, like right now it's fun. And then eventually it'll just be like a little too mean. And yeah. It's like, oh, okay. And we're, yeah.
That's sort of what happened, I think, with Courtney. Like at first it was like, she's not like as soppy as the other girl. She's having fun. And then it's sort of like, well, now you're just like being
We all have those friends that like sometimes tread into that territory where it'll be like, you know, they're very heavy, like, you know, with like the quirkiness and like the witty sarcastic jokes. And it's like that one was actually sensitive. Ouch.
Well, you know when they say like if you don't know who that friend is in your circle, it's you.
Oh, true.
Yeah. I don't have any friends like that. Oh, no. And next is Ashley. She brings out a checkered flag. Which,
sure.
Just like at this point, they're straight up just like, I heard you like racing.
Just like, I figured all the other racing things were going to be taken. So here's something vaguely related.
Nisha, I think, tries to compliment him in Dutch.
I think his
family is Dutch. Amber comes out and says, I work at a tanning salon and I've seen a lot of dicks and I hope that you're not one. And first, that was really hard for me to parse grammatically. And then I was like, it's sort of like a pun.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I had no idea that you would just see dicks because you worked at a tanning salon. Yeah. That was just like, I was like, totally distracted by that.
I guess like I don't know enough about tanning salon operations to realize that that's like a thing. Because I thought that like, I mean, it must be like a spray tan. Like, I feel like that's like the thing you like cover. Like, how does that happen?
It makes me never want to go to a tanning salon because I sort of assumed that my special places would be shielded from people.
I need to understand the logistics a little bit more.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. But we're not going to learn any more about that, unfortunately. next is Allie, and she asks him to do a smell check on her armpits.
This was a bold move.
And then she says, I hope that wasn't the worst pit stop of your life or something. Oof.
Well, points for creativity.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, I wouldn't have done this, and I don't think it was necessarily the best move. It was a gamble.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was a bold risk. But I will say this. If you're really into someone and you have, like, that a really good chemical, like, attraction, you will like the smell of their armpits.
Then
it'll be a good
thing. Yeah, right. Yeah. Then it's like, so it's definitely a gamble, though.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, a good way to, like, oh, like, I didn't like that. It's, you're going home immediately.
Yeah. And that's, you know, clearly they're not a match. But it really reminded me of my 11th grade English teacher, Mr. Geringer, who had a lot of weird obsessions. But one of them was how, like, advertising culture has, like, corrupted the way that we interact. Mm. And deodorant was a big part of that. He was like, there are all these ads now. People feel like their armpits can't drip and they can't smell. But, like, that's how you know, like, who you're attracted to.
Yeah. We're just all
trying
to cover
it up. He used
to
call dating sniffing, which was really gross.
Mm. I mean, I kind of get, like, what they're going for. But I also think, because, like, there's, like, the natural, like, oh, like, you know, if you're meant to be, you'll just be drawn in and all that. But, like, especially in a situation where, you know, you're nervous, you know, like, I don't know.
Nervous
I feel like
sweat
that's,
smells
yeah,
really
like,
bad.
I feel like nervous sweat might cancel out, like, natural pheromone sweat. Like,
maybe she wasn't nervous because she was like, I have the perfect introduction.
Because she was so confident that this was the soulmate and it was meant to be. Maybe.
Well, but remember on Ben Higgins' season, they did, like, the smell, the blind smell matching.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It made me think of that, too. But
little callback.
It's a little different when it just happens naturally or, like, when they pick your shirt up off the floor and they smell it.
Right.
As opposed to, like,
like
you're
forced,
sticking your armpit.
A forced interaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
And next is Annalise, our costumed
contestant. Ooh, the big costume. Oh, the big costume reveal.
Big costume lady. Oh. Annalise is wearing a mask, like just like an glittery eye mask like you might wear to a masquerade. Mm-hmm. And she's carrying a little cotton sack with a lipstick print on it because he's the kissing bandit.
Yeah.
Which is, it was sort of awkward because, first of all, he clearly hates the kissing bandit.
Oh, yeah.
Nickname.
He's just like pretty much like all of the interactions that Ari has are just like very polite, like, oh, like, thanks, I guess, you know. And yeah, I definitely felt that with that one.
He enjoyed the part where he got to watch them walk away.
Yeah, right. And like the little like back tap thing.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
And he's also like, but I want to see what you look like, please. And she's like, I guess you'll have to wait. And finally, Mikkel arrives riding in a race car.
Yeah.
What kind of race
like,
car was
is
that?
Is it like a...
I think that's what
like,
he drives.
Yeah, no, right. It's like one of the racing race cars. That's what it is.
Right. It's not like the ones that just look like Chevys with
right,
like shells
right.
over them.
Yeah, this is like the legit one. But yeah, I literally have... Like, I'm nervous to even say racing terms I know because they're probably wrong. Like, I also... Like, it took me forever to kind of realize that, like, I don't think Ari... Like, Ari's not in NASCAR. He's in other racing.
That's what I meant by the Chevys.
Right, right, right.
This is terrible. Oh, I'm from Indiana.
So...
I'm going to be, like, disowned by my home state. He's an... Indy Lights? What does that mean?
What is that? Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like a...
Help me. Someone help me.
I cannot help you. I cannot help you. We're stumped.
Well, it's a fancy race car, and she's being driven in it, and then she gets out. She takes her helmet off.
And does, like, the hair flick.
I mean, she does have the perfect hair for
that's
that.
True.
It's very
that's
long
true.
And silky. And... The night begins.
Oh, and then we got all our people.
Yeah, they're all there. Ari gives them a toast, and Chelsea immediately steals him. Everyone always gets really pissed at the first person who steals them, and it's so transparently just because they wanted to be the first one to steal them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but guys.
You just got to go for it.
You've got to go for it.
You got to go for it.
First of all, like, you can't be mad at someone else for doing the same thing you wanted to do, but better.
And then they just got away with it.
Right. But also, it's a blessing because now everyone hates that person who did it first, and you avoided that fate. So congratulations. And Chelsea in her introduction was sort of like, oh, well, there's a lot for us to find out about each other.
Also, yeah, like this was this approach was very interesting to me because it was just like she was really on like the mystery train. But then like I'm not really sure if there was like this uncovered, buried
secret. I think the
mystery
is that she has a child.
I think that's it.
Which
it
is interesting because like – and I always get – not upset, but like sad when single moms treat their child like this sort of looming
like this,
sort
like
of
this grand reveal. It's like there's something you should know.
Right. It's like you're going to hate me. Like, but you need to know the truth. Like this, like it's just some sort of liability that they have. But she's sort of treating it like the opposite thing. Like she has a sort of like sexy, cool secret.
Right.
And like, wink, wink, you'll find out eventually it's a child.
You'll find out that I make lots of pre-packed lunches.
Yeah.
And
because I have a child. And he's like, I want to know what your mystery is. And she's like, the mystery is what keeps things interesting. And he's like, okay. And then Mikkel steals him after like just a few seconds, really. And Chelsea immediately starts going in on Mikkel.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
immediate bad blood.
I mean, I feel like she was like already going strong with the jokes and the jabs, but now I just ignited the Chelsea fire.
Yeah, she said, "I'm not surprised. She's a little loud," and like the girls were like, "Oh, well, who stole Ari away?" And she's like, "The one who makes
all
the
noise."
Oof.
She's just like very good at like just like those little like
It's like that's the Southern style, like little jabs.
Right,
like, bless her heart. She's just so loud.
She's mastered like the Southern jab while being in Maine.
Yes.
She's just really captured that culture. She's just really.
And Mikkel spends her time with him taking a selfie with him.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Sure.
Proof.
I mean, like, no, right. It's like, just in case I go home, like this, like right now.
It shows a lot of confidence.
Then
he talks to Jacqueline. She asks why he hasn't had that kind of connection since Emily. And then she's like, I'm sorry for therapizing you. I guess she's the one who's like studying to be.
Yeah, she is like,
psychologist.
Yeah, she's getting like her PhD, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's from New York, the only New York person.
I like her. Yeah. She had a good celebrities too. That you or people you would have lunch with too.
There were some interesting mixes in all of that.
Yeah.
Also too, like you and Emma touched on this, but I like how there's like more political references in like the bios, and also just like if you look at the Instagrams and Twitters of like these contestants, like they're a lot more open with it, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I should look. I did sort of think to myself if any of them said like I would have lunch with Donald Trump MAGA. Like Bachelor, like if the producers would have hidden that answer from us because they have a lot to choose from.
Yeah, and like there are people in there who would want to
probably.
That's the thing is like when I think about politics with Bachelor, like there's a part of me that's like, okay, well, I'll just like separate this out and I don't want to know. But then the other part of me wants to know everything.
Yeah.
I want to know their exact, you know.
I mean, I'd rather know because when I don't know and then I find out later, with James Taylor.
Oh, my God.
That was
brutal. Yeah. No, especially because he like very much rides like the. I'm a nice guy and I love
just
everybody.
Just the nicest guy ever who doesn't believe in racism or sexism can't everyone just love Donald Trump?
But much love to everybody. Don't just because I support, you know, mistreating plenty of people, just lots of love.
I mean, I love you. That doesn't mean I want you to like have equal rights. And someone like mentioned on Twitter that he kept calling the women girls. That's kind of a standard Bachelor move, but also they are a lot younger than him.
Yeah.
A lot of these women are a lot younger than
How many over 30 do we have?
There were a good handful who are over 30, like six.
Yeah, something like that.
And then a good handful who are under 25.
Yeah.
I think most of the women are between 25 and 30.
Yeah.
But he is not getting any younger.
Yeah, true.
And there was an interesting conversation where Nisha asked Marik and Lauren if they have ever dated interracially.
Oh, yeah.
And Lauren says that she has, but never successfully.
Yeah, like it hasn't been a long-term thing.
Right. Yeah. But she's like, maybe now. And I was like, yes, now. Yeah, in the era of Donald Trump.
Now
now's the time.
It's all going to turn around. Yeah. Yeah.
But who knows? I don't have a lot of high hopes for Ari, but but maybe he'll surprise me.
Maybe.
Brittany T has a surprise activity for Ari.
Which is quite the activity.
It's tiny race cars.
I'm here for tiny race cars.
I love the idea, and I know this is not how it happens, but I love the idea of her like getting ready for the night and then like packing up like a huge crate with like two tiny race cars and like tossing it in the trunk.
It's like, oh, I only got two suitcases, and I don't know, I got to make sure I have my racing gear in one.
Use them both on tiny race cars. And they bet a kiss, and he like basically lets her tie him.
Yeah,
as far
as I
can tell. And then they kiss.
And then first kiss.
Off to the kissing bandit races.
Yeah.
She says it was amazing.
I truly like appreciated the look when she was like giving her little recap of it. Like there was like the eye twitch. I was like, this is
She was it really looked like she had just was letting a delicious chocolate truffle dissolve on her tongue.
It was just like there was so much emotion in that one look. Yeah.
She said his lips are like clouds or like pillows.
I feel like you wouldn't want to kiss clouds. Like clouds, you just like
go right through.
Yeah, you're right. That's like you want some pushback a little bit. Yeah.
His lips are so wet and cold.
It's just
insubstantial. I wonder if he does a lot of lip care because he knows that. But I was thinking that's because it's winter.
Oh, yeah. No, just like all
my lips
are
not as soft as pillows.
Yeah.
And she goes back and immediately is just like, we kissed. I kissed him. And Chelsea says, I didn't get that chance.
It's like, what?
That was a really weird reaction. Like, he just goes up and sits down with each woman and is like, all right.
It's like, would you like.
And now is the chance to kiss me if that's what you.
Yay or nay. Mm. You know?
But some women he just didn't offer that to, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
So now Chelsea's getting upset because she went first, but other girls now are getting more than 30 seconds. Kendall is playing a ukulele song for Ari. And Carolyn brings some pizza. Lauren, the not blonde Lauren. God, this is going to be the worst. makes him guess what fruit she put in his mouth, and it's pineapple.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I was like literally trying to picture the Lauren. I was like, wait, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah.
I need to
a lot of
try to learn there. Lauren G.
Lauren, okay.
And she says it's pineapple, and she says that's my safe word.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
Oof. Saucy.
Jenna gives him a foot bath.
It's like, sure. All right.
And he says, this is the first time anyone has touched my feet. Which I don't believe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you've made it to 36 years of
life. That would be amazing if you had such a phobia of people touching your feet that you just never allowed it.
And then you just broke down on night one of The Bachelor. It's like, okay, yeah, this feels like the right time to address this issue.
He was like, she's all over the place. She's on the couch. She's off the couch. She's taking care of my feet. I'm not really sure what she does. Does she have a podiatry shop? Does she do social media?
Oh, I love like when she was describing like this is the thing. It's like it was so goofy and weird watching Jenna, but it's like this would totally be like so many of us on this show where it's just like just pure panic. It's just like, I don't know, like I get free food sent to me. Like I was like, honestly,
she's like giving the worst, but I think, most accurate description of being a social media influencer.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, there's actually, like, a lot of truth to this very jumbled, random sentence.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know. I just, like, get stuff, like, clothes and ice cream. And he's like, okay.
It's like, cool. All right, awesome.
It's funny because Ari is just really too old to know that much about the world of social media.
And also, right. And he's just, like, does not know how it works whatsoever. Yeah. He's very much trying to learn now. But.
Yeah, he should have started earlier. Because, I mean, I will say this. Nick is, like, as old or older than Ari. Mm-hmm. And Nick knows more about being a social media influencer than everyone, than anyone. But Ari's been out of this world too long.
Yeah.
He finally gets to take off Annalise's mask, which is anticlimactic.
Yeah, it's just like, you look pretty much how I would expect. This wasn't weirdly.
The skin around your eyes it just, is it does as match. Expected.
It does match, yeah. Just like... I love the just this little strip next to your eyes. That's like the only thing I was really hitting.
Really puts all the pieces together.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't like to be called Anna. She doesn't like nicknames. Mm. And she says, do you? And he says, no. Her whole entrance was about his nickname.
Yeah.
So that was, and she's like, well, what about the kissing bandit? And he's like, I didn't coin that. That wasn't
she's
me.
Like, she's like, stop. Stop. Enough.
And Becca K. is the girl that we have usually several times in every season who's like, I love my family. Family is so important to me.
Yeah.
Which really sets her apart, I would say.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. You know?
Her mom wrote a list of questions for her, which I didn't really understand. Was she supposed to answer the questions? Because then why not just send her the questions?
Yeah, no, I don't fully know. Yeah.
Was she supposed to answer them to Ari? Was she supposed to ask Ari the questions?
I don't know.
We may never know. Mm. First impression, Rose arrives. A bunch of the girls still haven't spoken to him. I have to assume, so they're there all night. Mm-hmm. There are 29 girls.
Right.
Some of them only talk to him for like a minute.
Right.
How does he not talk to all of them?
Yeah, like how do you not get to, yeah, because I don't know like how long, because I know... With Rachel's season, like, didn't they, like, go, like, the entire night? Because she was very adamant about, like, meeting every single person.
Yeah.
And then you saw when they were doing the rose ceremony, it was, like, morning. So there's, like, definitely, like, missed time that we get in there somewhere of just, like, I don't know, production shuffling. But at the same time, yeah, like, not even, like, a two-minute interaction with, I don't know.
Right. I would think that that would be the priority.
Yeah, yeah.
To, like, make sure that he's, like, talking to everyone.
And also, too, like, as... a person who I'm like just getting over like my FOMO like related fears, but I feel like you would have like a lot of, well, this is very like, you know, timely with New Year's because that's like the most FOMO holiday. But I feel like you would have like this FOMO of like, oh, like I didn't talk to this other person. Like that could have been like someone I really connect with. And you're just going to be like, you know, like I got enough. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm clearly going to marry one of these 20 women I picked.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I will say, I always find the idea sort of odd that if you didn't bother to talk to someone the first night, they might have been, like, the person for you.
Oh,
like, you looked at all these beautiful women, and those were, like, the three women that you were like, meh, don't really feel like talking to them. I don't think they're the people for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think also as women, you sort of want to feel like the man you marry was – compelled to cross the room to talk to you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Not
and
just
not
like,
to be like, oh man, I really shoved you in there at the last minute.
Yeah.
So now all the girls are like, we got to talk to Ari before it's too late. Amber is telling him that she owns a spray tan company.
We're back to the spray tan.
She doesn't just work there. She owns it. Someone is saying, the only thing that would make me mad at this point would be someone going twice.
Oof. And then,
that's when we know.
And then.
Chelsea's going to fucking go for
it. Putting it into the universe.
Meanwhile, Chelsea is like, I don't know if going first was the right move. I don't want him to forget me. We only have like 30 seconds. But he's talking to Crystal. This is when I really was like, I don't care for Crystal, because she was doing the sort of thing where she was like, oh, my God, congratulations. You're the bachelor. Oh, my God. And he was like, well, I need to know about you. And she's like, I'm a Libra. I was like, you could not say a sequence of things in this interaction that would make me more turned off than that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean she's a bad person. It's just
true.
True. It's not a vibe
And it's interesting what you lead with. It's lead with Libra.
Lead with that. Because that's really what he needs to know about her.
Yeah.
She is a Libra.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
And she knows that he's the bachelor. So.
Got the important bases covered. Family, well, what you're looking for in a partner? Nope. Don't need it.
I bet family is really important to her, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know many people who would say family isn't really important to me?
Yeah. I mean, there are people, you know.
Right.
But, you know.
I mean, there are people to whom family isn't that important.
Right.
But how many people would say
it? Yeah, who would just own it. We're just like, oh, yeah, I'm not really into that whole thing.
Yeah.
You know? Even though, like, I'm on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and, like, that's the whole aim. You know, not really here for it, you know.
Yeah, my whole – the thing about why I'm coming here is I just want to, like, date someone but not have to introduce them to my family for as long as possible. So then Chelsea steals Ari away from Crystal. At this point, everyone decides that Chelsea is very aggressive.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much to be aggressive on The Bachelor.
True.
Chelsea is like, I'm here for you. And also, she tongue kisses him.
Oh, yeah. And then we just go for it.
Yeah.
And then we just got to be nice and memorable.
She wasn't going to wait for her opportunity this
time. Yeah. Yeah.
And he says, that was nice. Thank you.
Honestly, like, this is, like, where they need to lean into Ari's just, like, his, like, dorky little not-know-how-to-handle-situations side, you know? Because that, like, was very charming to me because I've definitely had situations like that where, like, you kiss someone and then you're like, cool, all right.
Yeah.
So what do we – yeah. So, like,
that's true.
Yeah. So that's, like, vaguely relatable in a
Yeah, but when
way.
You play them up as, like, this, like, suave macho person.
Oh, no, for sure.
And then they
yeah.
do that. It's very – because then it makes it feel more like it's about her.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah. It's like he's this suave, smooth guy, but all he wanted to say to her about their kiss was,
it was just cool
thanks.
Yeah, cool. Amazing.
Yeah, it just makes the whole vibe different. But he does say that he's nerdy a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Unconvincingly. And she says, I think my job's done, and now hopefully he can carry out his job.
Chelsea did not come to play.
No. Mm. She sits back down with the girls and is like, I just met Ari for the second time. He's still so charming, which was really weird. And Jacqueline says Chelsea has balls of steel. And he's talking to someone who is a graphic designer, a blonde person.
Yeah, yeah. That's just a loss in the sea of blonde.
Who drew a picture of him. Maybe it was one of the Laurens. It was a fine picture.
Good.
Looked like she took a photo of him and kind
of... just sketch it out.
I remember art class. And he talks to Jessica, the TV presenter. Her thing is that... Wow, this sounds really, really mean. What they talk about is that her dad passed away a few years ago, but he'd met Ari, and they were rooting for him on Emily's season. So she, like, knows that her dad would approve of him.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, like, it's such, like, an interesting thing because, you know, because I think, like, we all have those people where it's like, oh, it would have been, like, great if so-and-so got to meet, like, whoever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's, like, also a lot to put on a person.
You know, like, Ari, like, is not part of that whole emotional history.
Yeah,
so he's just
meeting
one of 29 women for the first time. And she's like, if you're my future husband, it would be really great because then you would have had this relationship with my dad. And he's like, who the fuck is this
it's
woman's
like, who
dad?
Is this? Yeah, it's like, wait, when did we meet?
Yeah. Yeah, she was kind of vague about that, actually.
Yeah, it was like they worked on classic cars or like, I don't know. It was something very, very loose. But
yeah, I got the impression that he met him at like an event.
Yeah,
was like,
right.
Can I get a selfie?
Right. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Next, Ari talks to Becca.
Becca.
They're sitting in her convertible. So I guess they just keep it around as a prop. She asks for three things that make him excited to be alive.
Oh, then we have the best line of the entire night.
What does he say?
I'm excited by excitement.
Excitement.
I'm excited by excitement.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's sort of like, you're excited by excitement.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, like exciting things and like adrenaline.
And pizza.
Also pizza.
Yeah. Just Ari's killing it with the suaveness over here.
I feel like he probably had just had his sit down with Carolyn where she brought him pizza.
Oh, yeah. And it just, I mean, like, listen, fair. Like, pizza is good. Like, you know, like,
I like wieners.
I like little wieners.
Elephants.
Yeah.
She loves the mountains. They have a very, like, natural flirtation.
Yeah, yeah. There was, like, very much, that subtle thing. Even, like, yeah. after the little excited by excitement thing, you know?
I feel like sometimes that's a fun part of flirtation is when the other person missteps like, kind of tease them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm really difficult to flirt with. I'm super mean. So then he goes and gets the first impression rose, and he gives it to
Chelsea.
Yeah. The other girls are not happy. Also, it was really funny because he was like, I don't want to just give it to someone I'm attracted to. I want to give it to someone who really opened up and shared themselves with me and that I had a really good conversation with.
Like,
I'm going to give it to the girl who refused to tell me literally anything about herself.
I'm going to give it to the person who, like, mystery was their thing.
Yeah.
He was like, you'll find out soon enough. Maybe.
Maybe that is her whole thing. Maybe there's really nothing there.
Maybe just, like, take it to the finale. Just, like, Ari picks Chelsea and yet knows nothing about her because she refuses to reveal anything.
He just wants to find out more.
Yeah.
By the time the rose ceremony comes, the sun is rising. And he gives the speech, of course, you know, it's not personal if I send you home. I just don't really see it.
Oh, yeah.
The girls, I'm sure, won't take it personally at all.
It's like not they, you know, didn't pack up their lives and all of that. That's always like a thing that, like, whenever I see people on Twitter, it's like, oh, you only met him for like 5 seconds. Like, how could you be emotional? It's like, this is like a lot, you know. You quit your job in cases, you know. Just like, there's
that's why they're usually all
like flexible career,
like, stuff. Trainers.
Right.
Real estate agents.
Yeah.
And it's such a, like, a rhythm that the rose ceremonies are in now, where it's very clear what's going to happen, because he starts giving out the roses and then you start seeing a bunch of little in the moments pop up of the same person being like, I didn't come all this way to go home the first night and I feel like we were, like, connected, but maybe he didn't feel the same way. And if I don't get a rose, I'll just be so upset. Like, three or four of those.
Yeah.
And then that person gets
and
the rose.
And then they get roses. Yeah.
And then they start with a new person. Yeah. You're like, okay, this person's going to get a rose. Mm-hmm. Because they don't mix it up at all.
Yeah.
So it's like a huge tell.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. And they do some other, like, random little in the moments. Crystal says she feels like a smitten kitten. Just more evidence that Crystal and I would not be the best of friends.
Yeah, fair.
But it's not a bad thing to say.
Yeah, no, just different strokes.
Jessica is like, I'm glad that if we fall in love and he's my husband, my dad already met him.
She very much likes to bring that up whenever she can.
Oh, it just makes me so sad for her.
Yeah.
I mean, she can try to only date guys who have met her dad. I'm sure that her dad, like, met other guys.
Yeah.
That's a dating pool.
There's other people, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about this last night because if I tried to date only people who had met my mom, it would be like my elementary school classmates.
Which, like, maybe you don't want to go back to your...
I don't, but, like, I could try.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, most of them are married by now because Indiana, but, you know.
Yeah, fair.
I'd be like, well, I know that she really liked that you were polite when she, like, helped out with events at school.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I know she would
remembered.
Approve.
She remembered. You were one of the good kids.
Okay, so the roses go to Becca K.
Becca K.
Marik. Kendall. Lauren G. Crystal. Becca. M. Lauren S. CN. Carolyn. Brittany T. Bibiana. Annalise. Jenna, Valerie, Jacqueline, Jenny, Lauren B, Ashley, Tia, and Mikkel. And as she goes up, Mikkel, who's called last, is like, why did you do that to me? And I always think that's such a rude thing to say.
Yeah, just like in front of these people who just got, like, their, you know, just got their hearts ripped They're just like, oh my God, I can't believe you almost lumped me in with them, with those nerds. Yeah. Yeah, this is like, so you have like evidence against like, you know, Crystal and you know, just like not being completely compatible. I feel that way with Mikkel a little bit. We're just like, oh, this person, oh my God.
But, yeah. I get the sense they're both going to figure a little bit in the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. Not getting roses, Brittany. Brittany J. Jessica, the TV host with a late father.
I was like kind of surprised by that, to be honest. You know, like I mean, I wasn't expecting her to win.
No.
But like especially with like that huge setup of like just like saying that like over and over again, like at least like the third week.
I felt like she was deploying it almost in a way where like when you're about to get dumped from the show, you're like, well, my brother died of a drug overdose.
Oh, yeah. No,
and
then
it's really hard
like,
for me to open up. And they're right, like, and okay, I guess we're keeping you another week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, it's a little early to play that card.
Although they did kind of do that to Dean, where he had, like, the hardcore date. And then it's like, okay, like, they couldn't, like, scrap him after that. It's like, nope, scrapped. Just, like, trauma on top
of
trauma.
I mean, that late in the season.
Yeah, no, that it's just, like, all, yeah.
He waited too long to play that card.
True. Yeah, that is just, like,
Jessica
useless.
Did it super early, but I thought it would at least get her to the
second
episode.
Yeah, yeah, right. But and also too, Jessica got time with him. You know, they got like so. I was
time for him to decide she wasn't what he wanted.
Yeah, that's like got us sting even a little bit more on the first night. Where it's one thing if like you know you just got lost in the frenzy of it all and you didn't really get time and you get. I could see that happening very very easily.
Yeah.
But if you get time and you have like this little low key storyline and then he's still like, no, I wasn't really.
Yeah.
And that's oof.
It's like
it stings.
I feel like our relationship has already progressed as far as it can go.
Oh yeah.
Also going home, Bree, who we didn't really see anything from, Amber, the tanning salon owner, Lauren J, Allie, the pit sniffer, Nisha, and Olivia. Mm. We see some goodbyes. Jessica is weeping.
Oh, yeah.
She said, knowing that my dad met Ari made me feel good, but now my dad will never meet my husband.
My God. I mean, also not true. Well, like, I mean,
you never know.
There's other people.
Like, maybe she'll end up dating someone else who has. But that's like, I was like, that's like a really unhealthy mindset going into a relationship.
Yeah.
I have to make this work so that my dad will have met
that's,
my husband.
That's a nice little way to really zoom in the dating pool.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, we're working with people I went to elementary school with and middle school with, and then it's cut off.
Yeah. Maybe like some close friends that he met at my college graduation that he seemed fine with.
Yeah.
So Amber, meanwhile, the tanning salon owner, feels like she's going to disappoint everyone who is supporting her. Her mom thought that this was her turn.
Oh, man. Oh, that's sad.
And she took a risk and it failed miserably. That always is the thing that really, because like that's the real thing is you tell everyone like I might be gone for a couple months and they're like,
right. And
go
like,
Amber,
and
you're the best.
The first weekend back, it's just like, like I always very much identify with like how hard that must be.
You know?
Especially too, like the first night especially, I can see all these people having little like watch parties and things like that. It's like, oh, celebrating Bia. And then, you know, and then your run is done.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like. Also, just that little hint of her mom saying, this is your turn. I was like, okay, I think Amber's like 29, which is young. But there was that little hint of her mom being you're
being
finally
like,
going
like,
to meet someone.
It's like, okay, come on. Like, now this is like.
Oh, that bums me out.
Yeah.
She's going to be fine. She clearly meets lots of men at her tanning salon.
Yeah, that's right, sure. We'll never know
she
how
gets
that
a chance
works,
to evaluate the goods ahead of time, which most of us can.
Yeah, no, right.
And that's it.
Oh,
we got the preview, which we already sort of got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone comes back to propose to his girlfriend or ex who's on the show.
Who we think's going to be Mikkel's.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if it was Mikkel.
See that.
Drama. Everyone's crying. There's also making out. The end.
The end.
So, how did you feel?
I'm glad to have Bachelor back in our lives. You know, it was a good way to kick off the new year as I was fighting off a hangover and just poured more wine on top of that terrible feeling.
God.
But yeah, no, like, I I liked it. I think what's interesting is because I never watched Emily's season, and you know, so obviously I didn't have like these super invested feelings in Ari, but I do think that like you don't necessarily even need to be super invested in Ari to appreciate this season, because I think he actually has decent people in the mix. Yeah.
Sometimes it's better if you're not invested.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, because The Bachelor always ends up disappointing you.
Right. No, that's the thing. It's like Peter definitely would have done that because people were soaring on high expectations, and then he would have just been like this piece of cardboard, you know, just like it's not really gonna, I don't know, be like super interesting.
Yeah.
But if anything, if The Bachelor is kind of boring, then it brings out the cast a little bit more, which is like the fun part anyway.
That's true.
But I don't know, like I would say like The Bachelor is like my favorite part of this series just because it focuses on the women more, and the women are more dynamic and interesting, and but like with like the men on The Bachelorette, it's like that guy sucks. Especially when you look at Twitter, then it's like, oh, that guy sucks.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
What about you?
I wasn't ready. I think I woke up on New Year's Day like from the grips of a nightmare.
Fair.
In which I'd forgotten to turn on the premiere.
Oh no.
And I looked at the clock and it was 8:40 p.m. and I was like, oh God.
All the limos.
I'm missing everything. And then I was trying to find ABC and I couldn't for some reason.
Yeah.
I was like, is it 5:06? Should I flip through? Couldn't find it. I missed the whole premiere.
Oh man.
I woke up in a cold sweat. And I was like, this is not a good sign.
Yeah.
Like clearly I'm thinking of this season as like this terrifying obligation as opposed to a fun, relaxing activity.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that, you know, like sometimes you just have to start. And then you get into
I think that's like what a lot of people have to do still, you know, where they're just like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to watch this season. Or just like, you know.
It's like working out or having sex. Sometimes you just have to decide to start.
Yeah. You got to put the clothes on or take the clothes off or whatever.
Exactly.
And then it's just like, okay, well, now since we're here, you know, just.
Might as well. And then like halfway through, you're like, oh, I'm enjoying this.
See, that's the trick.
So, we're all excited.
I'm excited.
At least to be back here in the studio.
Right.
And that's what really matters. And we're excited for 2018. And we're...
And only vaguely terrifying? We're terrified.
It can't be... I'm not going to say that.
I don't know.
Tempting fate. But we will see.
Yeah, we will see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll be back here next week. Emma will be back, which we're... Nick and I are very excited to see her again. But until then. We do have a message from Emma. We couldn't start the season without her. But No Feminism Fails, I didn't want to do them without Emma to consult with. So those will be back next week as well. So get excited. Excited now.
Woo!
Or Feminism Fails next week.
Excited to be excited.
So what we're going to do is have Emma just give a couple predictions about some standard first night events.
With absolutely no knowledge, context, or anything to go off of except their faces and the fact that they enjoy Taylor Swift, Scandal, New York City, and selling real estate.
So what I'm hearing is that when all of these predictions are definitely wrong by the time we hear them, don't judge you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Just like be kind.
Being kind is so not what this is about. Okay. First out of the limo.
Becca K.
Last out of the limo.
Kendall.
Wackiest entrance.
I feel like Crystal is going to do something nuts.
Mm.
So, and I think someone is going to... definitely make a racing joke, maybe even race up in a mini race car or something in that vein.
You think that's going to be Crystal?
I could see Crystal doing something outrageous. And whether or not it's Crystal, there will be a race car thing.
Okay.
Just want to put it out there.
K- contestant who gets too drunk on the first night?
Allie. She has drunk eyes in her in her photo. So just think there's potential there.
Some of us have those all the time. Contestant who makes an inappropriate sexual advance toward the lead.
On night one?
On night one. Thinking along the lines of the woman who loved 50 Shades of Grey, and so she tried to, like, capture the lead with a tie for a kiss.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Olivia, who loves 50 Shades of Grey, will be that person.
No.
This time around, but maybe Brie? I don't know. She looks... She has, like, a I'm literally going off of their posing faces, but she's, like, a nice seductive look. Like, her eyes are looking right at the camera, a little chin tilt down. Like,
it's a look I can't pull off. Respect.
Get a few drinks in her, and she might think that's the move.
First contestant to start a feud with another contestant.
Well, it seemed like from the promos that Ashley and Crystal, or no, Ashley and Chelsea, the single mom, didn't really get along. So maybe we'll see a little bit of foreshadowing into that fight night one.
And finally, most importantly, first impression, Rose.
Becca. That short hair makes an impression.
Do you think that he's going to kiss anyone?
Yes, I think he'll kiss at least three people.
All right. Some solid predictions. I guess we'll see what happens.
I'm pretty excited to be incorrect about every single one of these things.
Well, how did she do? I'm going to say 0 points for the actual questions I asked her, which, to be fair, she didn't have a lot of information to go on. But she did correctly predict... perhaps kind of a cheap guess, but predict that someone would drive up in a race car, which, as we know, Mikkel did. And no one got too drunk, so that ended up being a trick question. I would have accepted Brittany, Chelsea, or even Jenna for making an inappropriate sexual advance because we have the two kisses on the first night and then the weird foot massage. And when it comes to the contestant starting a feud, she was right that Chelsea was involved. But not Ashley at this point. But I'll give her, let's say, half a point for that. She said he would kiss at least three people. It was actually two. But all things considered, I think she made great guesses based on the information that she had at her disposal. And I'm excited to have that kind of expertise back on the show next week. And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guest, Brett Vergara, and our producer, Nick Offenberg. If you haven't yet, now is a great time to find Here to Make Friends on Apple Podcasts to subscribe and give us a rating so you won't miss any of Ari's season. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so please like us. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Claire E. Fallon. And you can also find Emma at Emma Lady Rose, or you can send us an email at heretomakefriends@huffpost.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week, both me and Emma, recapping week 2 of Ari's journey to love.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth.
NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.